Could you talk a little bit about your clinical algorithm for the patient relapsing on ibrutinib and how it varies with patient age and their clinical situation, and particularly how it varies based on biomarker?
Well, so in the relapse refractory setting, what we have is an enrichment for the adverse biomarkers in general. We see at diagnosis 6-7% TP53 mutation or deletion 17P. Well, in the relapse setting, particularly after the second relapse, these numbers are in the 30 to 50% range. So really, we're frequently dealing with a P53 mutated or deleted population, which means that conventional chemoimmunotherapy needs to be avoided. So that's one of the major biomarkers. The difference between the mutated and unmutated is a little bit less important. There is a bit of a twist that the quote-unquote favorable IGHV mutated patient has a somewhat slower response to the resolution of the lymphocytosis with ibrutinib. You have to be aware of that. You have to not think, oh my goodness, the ibrutinib's not working. It does take longer for the lymphocytosis to resolve than the unmutated patient, where the lymphocytosis resolves much more rapidly. But when it comes to ibrutinib progressors, there's really not much of an influence of the IGHV mutation status. Really, it comes down again to P53, which is where venetoclax is actually approved. It's for the P53 mutated or deleted population.